It's so beautiful here. So quiet, so calm. It's a whole little world within itself. When Daniel was alive, he used to say, "A moment is a mile, and a word is a world." When I first met him, I was a pretty typical college teen. A pretty typical millennial. I was pretty much just floating along, maybe even bullying along, breaking everything in the china shop. So yeah, I watch a ton of retro TV, commercials especially, and once you start doing that, even if you're born after 1990, you start to see how drastically things have changed for the worse. And it's pretty demoralizing. Mostly because you realize that you're part of the problem. But I didn't have someone like Daniel growing up to really teach me anything. Parents these days don't really talk to their kids, not like that. They don't carve out a couple hours out of every week to really go for a walk or sit on the beach or in the woods with their kids, whatever age they are, and really talk to them. About life, love, how to live in the world, and be a kind and caring person. How to balance themselves and the world they live in. They don't teach them that they are creating their world, not only by what they do, but by what they say. Adults aren't really any different. They're pretty careless and destructive with their words. So kids haven't had the best role models for how to weigh their words and the impact they'll have. It's not like they have to teach them Socrates and syllogisms or deep religious doctrine. They just don't take any real time to make sure they're creating a blessing rather than a curse. Makes you wonder how many people in the world are basically just a walking, talking vandalism. They don't really paint frescoes or build bridges. They're pretty much just breaking everything down and tagging everything beautiful with "Kilroy was here" or "fuck you." I was so blessed to have someone help me find my way out of that and become someone whom I hope, God, I hope, had a chance to really do something beautiful. And yeah, that includes sex. Sex is the most powerful asset we have. And it's being wasted with religious and moral nonsense. It's become dirty. It should be the biggest hammer we have in the toolbox. It should be busting down Berlin walls and building houses for the homeless. Instead, it's kind of collecting dust most days. And the world gets harder. And it's getting harder to heal, too. I don't think it's too late. I don't. I think there's still hope. But we have to start talking, and I don't mean arguing. I don't mean criticizing. I don't mean nagging or nitpicking. Which is pretty much everything most people do now. We need to start talking to our kids. This entire ugly episode happened because 3 or 4 generations were raised without parents that came out of the 70s and 80s talking to their kids when they were young and then teens. They didn't go for a walk with them once or twice a week and just sit somewhere and say, "How's it going? I mean, really, what's going on in your heart, in your head? Here's where I am. Where are you? How can I help? What's overwhelming you? This is a hard world. I need you to know I love you, and I'm worried about you, and I'm here to help guide you if you'll let me." They don't sit and share their struggles and failures with their kids. They don't teach them how they themselves screwed up and how they learned to fix what they broke. They don't teach their kids how to think in a way that creates actions and words that build beautiful worlds. So mostly their kids are building broken and useless crap. They're destroying more than they create. If a moment is a mile and a word is a world, then every word we speak, we're creating a world within a world, and worlds all jammed up together in a little living universe. I learned to slow down, choose my thoughts, and my words and my actions more carefully. Every moment is a mile in my journey. I want every mile to be an awesome story to pass on and be proud of, or at least not regret. And I want every word I speak eventually to be a beautiful world, or at least not a world I want to undo. Daniel liked to say the only difference between the word world and word is the L. So the only difference between the word world and word is love, the L word. It's so beautiful, so calm here. It's like the universe is creating and recreating itself right in front of me. I like watching it. I learn so much from it. It's always talking to me. I like to take time to really, truly listen. I probably don't understand most of its words. It's like a symphony. I don't always really understand what I'm hearing, but it's still pretty damn amazing to listen to.